and he had a stroke. Mm-hmm. There was a question at that time whether this was a compensable injury. Mm-hmm. And the court held, as I seem to remember, this is my memory, that you did not, if a man in this kind of exertion caused damage to the circulation in his brain, that even though this didn't necessarily have anything to do with the process of logging, nevertheless, since it arose out of and in connection with his work, that this was compensable. Now, that was new ground, as I understand it at the time.
I suspect that's all true. I can't say that I remember the case. To say anything that might be useful would require me to get the case and to read it.
I thought perhaps that maybe you'd have a recollection that that this was part of a cause of a that you are pioneering in a legal sense.
Well, I think we pioneered in a legal sense in relation to workers' compensation in quite a few cases, and we lost quite a few of them too. And as the years have gone by, we've lost more and more of them.
Do you recall that about this time, I get this from Cyrus, and he mentioned this when he spoke at your, at the presentation of your portrait to the Michigan Supreme Court, that Roscoe Pound had publicly taken a dim view. He spoke of the bad eminence of the Michigan Supreme Court in this area of the law. And it occurred to me that it must have seemed like quite a dramatic event in a judicial career to, let's say, get out of the bad evidence area into something that was going to be much better received in the, amongst the scholars of the law nationally. And that's what you were doing, as I read, you know, your role.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that I was.
But it all seems kind of...
tried to play a role in the law that was concerned with ordinary people, and I think I have consistently tried to narrow the technicalities that are so often brought up to prevent what seems like a just result from taking place. And that would certainly be the sort of case that you seem to be talking about.
Well, these this was more, I think, remarked about in a national sense about what was going on in Michigan than any other of the subjects that that I've encountered. There were many others. You, as I think in line with what you just said, were very solicitous about the jury's role. in the judicial process. You see, I had something here.
Yeah, I've been an enemy of summary judgments for all of my life.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. You consistently, did you not, while you're on the court in Michigan, and I suppose...
I'm still doing it. Oh, yeah. I think that my colleagues currently on this court, the majority of them, are much too prone to take the case away from the jury and decide it as a matter of law on some technical point. And that's going on right today.
I thought I brought along one of your statements on this subject. Now, I was going to put it in front of you if I could be less clumsy about it. See the yellowed portions of that, of those pages? Now, I forgot which ones those are, but surely it's at the top. The case name and the reference in the reports. Why didn't you read that, Judge Edwards, and see if this strikes any bells? This is